to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And following up with Mike in Kentucky, I understand that government at all levels are dealing dirty to maximize their harvest of wealth from ordinary people. And I'm sure that an army of forensic accountants could go into pretty much any state, county, or city budget and find these issues. But above it all, we have to maintain our focus on the fact that it is the very nature of private central banking that issues the public currency as a loan at interest, which is the reason why every nation with such a bank is plunged hopelessly into debt. The instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists, and the situation just gets worse and worse with the passage of time. There is no way to completely pay off the debt to a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It can't be paid. It's impossible by design. Once you are in that system, there is no way out other than what Andrew Jackson did and what Lincoln tried to do and what Kennedy tried to do. You have to create an economy that is outside the control of that central bank. So, yeah, the local governments are playing these games as well. They're all money junkies. But it is ultimately the very nature of this model of banking that is causing all these problems. Back to the phone, Rashid in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just want to carry on what you were talking about, California, where you mentioned the $127 billion debt. Could you kind of square, for someone who's kind of confused about it, the excess or the money that's supposedly listed in the comprehensive annual financial reports that we hear about, that the states actually do have funds, they do have savings set aside, and why those two aren't brought together. And I understand the nature of the money junkies, but I was hoping you could explain that, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, well, the problem with the comprehensive annual financial reports is their bottom line about how rich the states are is based on non-convertible assets, assets that technically belong to the people and are being administered by the government. They include the estimated value of City Hall or the county seat or the state house or the governor's mansion. These are things which, until the final crash comes, they're not going to be convertible to liquidity. So this comprehensive annual financial report, along with this quite mythical NISARA, are just propaganda that are put out there to try and get people looking in the wrong direction. Say, CAFR can save us. NISARA can save us. No, they can't. They can't. The only salvation for Europe, for the United States, is Andrew Jackson's solution, or the Iceland solution, or a combination of the two. The common enemy of all mankind are these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It is an incredible money-making machine. That money is then used to corrupt governments to perpetuate the fraud until it reaches the point of collapse, which is where we are right now. And if there is an upside to economic globalism, it is that this system is going to come down all at the same time. If you go back and you read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you will see that, you know, up until globalism, when all these individual nations had these private central banks, when one nation would collapse or they'd kick out their private central bank, the other nations with a private central bank would immediately declare war to force them back onto the system. But if it all comes down together at the same time, and that looks very possible right now, then the entire world can stand up and say, this is a failed model of banking. No more, no more, no more. We are relearning a lesson that was learned in ancient times. Do you think that ancient Christians and Muslims banned usury just because it occurred to them out of a clear blue sky? They've seen this before. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh. Hear me at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Fight with Pharaoh. Open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh. Hear me at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting this interesting story. Apparently, Bernie Madoff, remember Bernie Madoff with the loot, $65 billion in losses for his little Ponzi scheme. The guy was the co-founder of NASDAQ. He had more money than any normal human could ever think of spending their entire lifetime, and it wasn't enough. He's a money junkie. And he set up a Ponzi scheme that cheated his own investors. The SEC basically looked the other way for 12 years while people like Harry Markopoulos were coming in with all the evidence on a silver tray saying, look, the guy's doing something crooked. And the SEC would send over some mid-level investigators, and the investigators would get over to Bernie Madoff's operation, and they'd give him resumes. They wanted to get in on the deal. Well, now Bernie Madoff has written a letter to MarketWatch in which he says the banks he was doing business with knew it was a Ponzi scheme all along. They were in on it. Meanwhile, over at Press TV, they have an article to the effect that U.S. citizens are facing an austerity dictatorship. We're already in the middle of it. All this sequestration, we're cutting services, we're cutting everything that you pay taxes for because we need your tax money for war and Wall Street and almighty Israel. And you're just going to have to make do with less so we can have more. Back to the phones. Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Brother Mike. I got to apologize to you because I called you last Friday.
Okay.
My girlfriend was listening, and she said that I kept cutting you off. You know, I'm really sorry about that. So my next thing is this thing with North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. I'm redneck Texan.
Okay.
But is he a psycho, or is he just a spoiled rich brat that doesn't know how to live off $2 a day?
I think the spoiled rich brat definitely applies here. He's basically inherited the job.
George W.
Yeah, and it shows the weakness of hereditary rule. I think he's used to, bluff and bluster, but he's very much out of his depth. And
well, he's out of his league, actually.
He's out of his league, definitely, because he's looking at the United States, and he understands we're a war-weary people. We have been at war with somebody going back to 2001, and the American people are sick of it. And so he's thinking he can bluff and bluster the U.S. government back down, because he's thinking the U.S. government is going to pay attention to the American people when we say we don't want any more wars.
But do you think maybe it's another false flag, maybe look over here, don't look over there?
No, it's a little more complicated than that. First of all, to complete the thought I was going to make here, is that Kim Jong-un does not understand that the United States government's agenda is to get into a war with China, and North Korea is the convenient stepping stone, because the goal for the United States here is to politically and economically isolate China with a war to end all this talk about using the yuan as an international replacement for the dollar. And so Kim Jong-un doesn't understand that that he's being played and he's being used, and he's very much out of his league.
Let me get this straight. We want to go with war with Syria, win Mumbai, we were all these African nations. Now they're going to North Korea,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get China and Russia in on it.
Mm-hmm.
We are screwed, dude.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, the bankers who are behind all of this stuff, they don't care. Bankers love wars because both sides go into debt to fight the war, and then they have to go further into debt to rebuild from the war. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest, and they don't care which side wins or loses. That's why you had Brown Brothers Harriman in New York funding Adolf Hitler's rise to power.
Well, Michael, I appreciate your opinions, and that's why I call you. And you're right on, bro. Keep on keeping on what you're doing. Love
right,
you, man.
Thanks an awful lot. All righty. Now then, we talked about this at the top of the show. Ex-CNN reporter Amber Lyon has gone public. During her work for CNN, she was ordered to report false news. She was ordered to bury other stories, which the U.S. government did not favor, with the aim of creating a public opinion supporting wars of aggression against Iran and Syria. So there you have somebody who was an insider coming out and saying, yeah, the corporate media news is being skewed to support the war agenda. And remember what I said at the very top of the show. It has now come out that the announcement that North Korea declared itself to be in a state of war against South Korea was a mistranslation. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And so now we have this insider, and I guess like me, she's just decided she's never going to work in that industry again, which immediately frees her to tell the truth about what's going on. But there you have it. CNN and presumably all these other networks are feeding you stories to get you to think what the government wants you to think. That's all mind control is. I know mind control has this science fiction aspect of strange rays and tinfoil hats and, you know, chemicals in your food, but it isn't. All mind control is controlling the brain by controlling what it knows. That's what propaganda does. It's nothing more complex or sophisticated or science fiction-y than that. To give you the news, to give you the information, to give you the claims and lies that will lead you, of your own free will, to conclude what the government wants you to conclude. And now we have this former reporter for CNN saying, yeah, she was ordered to report stories she knew to be a lie. and suppress other stories that might have mitigated the impact of the war agenda. It was all under orders from the U.S. government. And remember, long time ago, there was this very famous lawsuit involving Fox News and synthetic bovine growth hormone, where these two reporters were assigned a story on synthetic bovine growth hormone, one of the Monsanto products. And in the course of their research, they discovered serious, serious health consequences in people who were eating the meat and the dairy products from the treated cattle. If the hormone was not completely 100% metabolized by the cattle, it was getting into the meat and the dairy products, and it was causing medical problems. And Fox News said, no, you take that out. Your story is to tell farmers how wonderful this is and how they should all be buying and using this stuff. And the reporters refused to change the story, and Fox News fired them. And the reporters sued Fox News for wrongful termination and lost when the appeals court ruled that because there is no law requiring the corporate news media to be truthful with the public, that in point of fact, corporate media can order their reporters to lie to the public and fire them when they refuse. That's what's going on here. Now, over at Uruknet, very interesting story where they're applauding the fact that Petraeus has come out and apologized for his sin of adultery. You know, his little catching a little fluff on the side, of course, is a story that impacts every American. He's a fine, upstanding citizen again. He apologized for cheating on his wife here. But, of course, he has yet to apologize for all the torture of Iraqis that he supervised. It's a war crime. And the fact that our government is engaging in torture to extract politically convenient confessions is something that really does have an impact on all Americans, especially those who have their family members in the military. Because if the U.S. is torturing their prisoners in the war zones, we can reasonably expect the other side to do the same. And Petraeus has not apologized for that. He's just apologized for his little fluffy girl. Now, speaking of torture, as you may be aware, there's an ongoing lawsuit regarding what's been going on down in Guantanamo. And it's in the federal courts right now. And the Obama administration has been ordered by a federal judge to declassify the government's files on a specific detainee. And the Obama administration's argument against declassifying the files is it's too much work. The process of declassification is too complex and costly, and we're under sequestration, and we don't have the money to do it. And the judge, of course, said that's nonsense. You can declassify something immediately. Just hand the file over. That's how Truman declassified the secret of the atomic bomb. He got on TV and said, hey, we've got an atomic bomb. So the Obama administration is still hiding something about what's been going on in Guantanamo. And they're resorting to some pretty lame excuses on why they don't have to share that with you. Now, getting back to the situation in North Korea, along with the B-52s and the B-2 stealths, the United States is now deploying the F-22 stealth fighters to rattle the sabers a little bit more. You know the F-22s, the ones that are asphyxiating their pilots? They're putting those into the mix. We're getting word that more of the guided missile destroyers here in the Pacific are being sent over to the shores of North Korea. There's a huge buildup going on over there, ostensibly for these exercises, but we know what's really going on. They're trying to get North Korea to commit to an action that can be proclaimed as the provocation. Oh, look what North Korea has done to us. They're still out for that whole situation. South Korea is saying they're setting out an active deterrence against North Korea's nuclear threat. First of all, North Korea does not have a nuclear weapon that can fit on a missile yet. They're just testing. It's just ramping up. Propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this ramp up to North Korea, and they're sending at least one guided missile destroyer over to Korea, the USS Shoup, which is an Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer, and the SX-1 sea-based radar system, which now that it's in the media, I can comment on that, but I'd wondered where that went. Normally it's down here in Pearl Harbor, and every time they're testing it, our land gets a little bit wacko. And I noted that it left, and I didn't want to say anything, but now they're admitting that's where it went. It's over there heading to North Korea. Meanwhile, as I was mentioning before we went to the break here, South Korea is setting out an active deterrence against North Korea's nuclear threat. North Korea has tested a couple of weapons. They are far away from being deployable, either by rocket or by aircraft. They'd have to put it in a truck to get it down there. Now, we are seeing some interesting stories apparently coming out of the White House. The White House press secretary is now saying that the U.S. intelligence agencies do not see evidence that North Korea is taking substantive steps toward war. They're backing down on this thing. The White House says it's not seeing any large-scale mobilizations or positioning of forces. So maybe they're going to blink. And I think it's because they understand that we, the American people, really are sick and tired of war. And that we know these wars have nothing to do with terrorist threats, or they hate us for our freedoms, or bringing democracy to the rest of the world. It's all about forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods. And the nations that are breaking away from the dollar are doing so faster than the U.S. can invade them. So it's already a failed concept. I'm getting a word from my technician, Manny, that somebody wanted to know about a playlist for our bump music. We have a website that is set up for the What Really Happened radio show. It's very simple. I haven't had a lot of time to work on it. But it's WRHradio.com. And if you go there, there's a little player with our bump music. After the show today, I'll make sure it's up to date, because I think we've got a few things that I haven't added to the list. But you can go in, play the songs in their entirety. The copyright holders have given us gracefully given us permission to use their music, and there's information there where you can go to hear more of what they do. So that's in response to that. Adding to the complexities over there in the Western Pacific, China is now conducting live fire exercises with their Navy. So everybody's rattling their sabers over there. Now, getting back over to Syria, which is the stepping stone to war with Iran, according to the war planners, the FSA has now come out and they are announcing that Bashar al-Assad is dead, and said, you have 12 hours to appear in public to prove them wrong. I presume there will be snipers waiting to take him out if he does so. Let's see. I think we have a caller waiting on the line, Kathleen in Iowa. Aloha, Kathleen. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask a quick question and then make a quick comment. Maybe I'll make the comment first. That I think that as, you know, with access to the public, with your listeners, more of you should really hold accountable a lot of these people in the workplace that do know about all the shenanigans. Because there's a huge group of people that stay silent knowing things are wrong. And they do it, and, you know, to keep their jobs and stuff, but... But to me, that's almost as, you know, they're guilty of protecting just a smaller amount of wealth. But that said, I did have a question about what was the rationale originally when Congress wrote the law that allowed the central banks to mint our money?
The rationale was greed. The central banks were handing out lots of money to campaign contributors. Woodrow Wilson had been funded by the bankers in his campaign for president. And his promise was that when the bill to create the Federal Reserve came through Congress, that he would sign it. It's really what it was. It was a sellout, plain and simple.
Oh, I understand that. I just don't understand the economic rationale for governments to assign other people, third parties, to print the money and then charge them interest to use what is, or us interest, to use what's rightfully ours. I just don't understand the rationale. How would that possibly be something?
The answer is there is no rationale. That's why they did the Federal Reserve Act over the Christmas vacation, 1913. Mm-hmm. Christmas holiday was voted through and signed, and when people came back into the new year, oh, we've got a whole new banking system. You also need to understand that back in 1913, because there was no internet, there was no independent media, the American people were basically dependent on the corporate media of the day to tell them what was going on. And the corporate media of the day said, this is going to mean there's going to be a lot more money, and it's going to be really good, and it's wonderful. And for the first generation, it really was. You know, it did work. But like any Ponzi scheme, pyramid scheme, it's always going to work at the beginning and then fall apart at the end, and we're at the end. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Working 2 jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over at the Daily Bell, I'm looking at this story that just came in here. Is Australia really falling under the orbit of China? So this appears to be the propaganda talking point coming out of Wall Street in Washington, D.C., that we cannot allow Australia and China to trade directly without going through the dollar because it means China will dominate Australia. So they're already trying to put it into this whole Cold War mentality. Back to the phones, Joel in Wisconsin. Aloha, Joel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To elaborate on the last caller's question as to what incentive or rationale the government would have for passing the Federal Reserve, prior to the Federal Reserve, the only way the government could get money would be to tax it or tariffs. And they would have to justify the taxes, and they would have trouble getting the money from the people. Where after passing the Federal Reserve promised them they could borrow all they wanted. So it's like an open credit card, and that's a pretty good incentive to pass legislation so they could borrow the money to spend in their districts to get reelected.
But the problem is that credit card bill comes due, and, you know, in the form of the 1040 form.
Well,
and
yeah.
you know, and that's basically what it is. And yes, the Federal Reserve was promoted with a deliberate cutback on banker liquidity that exacerbated the after effects of the crash of 1907, and that was how they rammed this thing through. But the members of Congress in 1913 had to know what the two previous private central banks had done to the nation. The First Bank of the United States almost ruined the place, which is why Congress refused to renew the charter, which led to the War of 1812. Then you had Andrew Jackson, who made it the key focus of his second administration to shut down the Second Bank of the United States, whereupon there was an immediate attempt to assassinate him.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was a good thing, but I'm just saying that when it did come due, it wouldn't be in their time, and they would know.
That is, you're exactly right. That's the whole key to this scam. When governments go along with setting up these private central banks, they're going to have all kinds of money to play with. The bankers are going to have all kinds of money to play with. And when it falls apart, it's after they're dead and gone, and they don't care what they do to future generations.
Right. And here it is now.
Here it is now. We're at the end of it. The only way to really deal with this mess nonviolently is a new jubilee, to simply say, we're zeroing out all the accounts, and we just start the system over again. But the money junkies don't want to give up that debt, because that awareness of debt is what gives them control over governments and people. And that's why they will never let it go. And as I was saying to that earlier caller, we are relearning a painful lesson that was already played out in ancient times. There is a reason that early Christians and Muslims made usury a sin. They had seen what it did to ancient civilizations, up to and including Rome. And the Christians forbade it up until the time of the Templars, when the Templars were able to sort of bribe, threaten their way around the ban on usury by calling it rent. And they plunged Europe into debt until finally the only way Europe could get out of that debt was to kill off the bankers, the Templars. And that's what King Philip IV tried to do. He didn't get them all. But that was basically their only solution. And it's looking like that's going to be the only solution now.
Yes. The bankers are going to be the last ones that want to get rid of it, because that debt is their power and it is their income.
That's absolutely right. And we're in a the clash of civilizations that we keep hearing about is a war between banking systems, between private central banks versus state banks and government-issued currencies. And that's really what's at the heart of the clash of civilizations. And we're on the wrong side, even as our nation is being destroyed by the Federal Reserve. Our kids in uniform are being sent out to conquer the world and force them onto that same failed system.
Yep. The only ones that aren't in that system are the terrorists.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there's still a few countries who aren't in that system. I mean, Iran has a state central bank. That's why they're talking about going to...
I'm just saying that that's what they call them. If they're not in the system, the government labels them as terrorists.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that.
I was just joking.
No, you're absolutely right. That's what they're... Oh, they're terrorists. They're evil. They're bad. They have to be forced to run their economy the way we do. That's what happened in Libya.
Yes,
Libya was doing fine until Gaddafi comes out and says, we're going to have a state bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and if you want to buy Libya's oil, you'll have to buy it with gold dinars. Boom, invade Libya, kill Gaddafi. Now they have a privately owned central bank issuing the public currencies, a loan at interest.
Our soldiers are taught if the rest of the world is not like us, they're wrong.
Yes, well, any conquering army is taught that. It's hardly unique to the United States of America. You know, it's always, we must go out and make them live their lives the way we do. They must worship the gods that we do. They must run their banks the way that we do. They have to dress the way that we do. They have to drink Coca-Cola and 7-Up. And, yeah, it's seeing that all over the place.
And be the richest country in the world like us, who's further in debt than anybody else.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think of America as the richest nation on earth when we're this deeply in debt.
Oh, okay, that's enough depression.
Sorry about that. I'll try and get some more comedy into the show here. I just wasn't in the mood today.
Okay.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, with all these wars all over the place, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Sudan, I don't even have a current list here. The federal government is now whining and crying that the costs of treating all of our military people in these wars is out of control. They can't keep up with it. Their 800-page study showing that, oh, these returning soldiers with their grievous injuries and their mental disorders and their addiction to SSRIs, it's really becoming untenable. And I read that article, and I remembered back during when Iraq was really cranking up, and it was very obvious the costs of the war were going to greatly exceed Donald Rumsfeld's predictions. And he came out with the excuse that the reason it was costing more than he thought it was going to is too many of our soldiers were surviving their injuries in the battle zones. That they'd sort of cost estimated the Iraq war based on most of those kids getting shot, just dying right there and then. That was the rationale. You know, we could make this war profitable if more of those soldiers would just die when they're supposed to, instead of becoming a burden on us for the rest of their lives. Money junkie thinking there. Over in Libya, speaking of Libya, a key advisor to the Libyan prime minister has been kidnapped in Tripoli, was grabbed from his car by unknown assailants. And it's becoming very obvious that the people of Libya do not like their new U.S. puppet regime, and certainly do not like their brand new private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Meanwhile, over in Israel, the settler attacks are getting really out of control. 7 children were injured when settlers attacked Palestinian school buses. Now they're just attacking the buses with the school kids in there. Attacked an 80-year-old man near Tul Karem, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And this guy was just on his own land tending his farm, and settlers just attacked him. Been another attack on olive trees and saplings in Al-Qadir village south of Bethlehem. Now, the reason there are saplings is because this olive grove has been attacked before. Now, olives and olive products are a major part of the Palestinian economy. And it takes 10 years for an olive tree to grow to the point where it is producing a saleable crop. And so the whole idea of attacking and destroying the olive trees is to basically destroy their income for the 10 years it's going to take to restore the trees. Now they're going back in and they're killing the saplings. So it's just getting ugly over there. Meanwhile, kind of a positive piece of news. Over in Tunisia, somebody put forward a proposal that the Tunisian parliament allocate a block of seats for Jews only. And the Tunisian government has rejected this proposal. Good for the Tunisian government. I'm sure Netanyahu is out there screaming, "You anti-Semites, you have to," you know. I mean, think about the absurdity of it. This is Africa. This is Tunisia. And the idea was that they're going to take a block of the parliamentary seats and say only Jews can sit in these seats. Down in Venezuela, the attempt to sort of recapture that country in the wake of Hugo Chavez passing has hit a major stumbling block. Apparently, 3 opposition party legislators are withdrawing their support from the opposition candidate Enrique Capriles, saying that the opposition party is already planning to claim election fraud in the April 14th elections and try and build a case for a popular uprising or a coup d'etat to overthrow the government. They stole the election. Join us with torches and pitchforks and blah, 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 blah. It's another classic CIA attempt at a covert overthrow. And it seems to be falling apart because the opposition candidate is losing his support over this plan. There's a new word we need to be looking at called agorism. And what that means, there have been several cases where ordinary Mexican citizens are arresting their police departments and arresting corrupt officials. They're forming their own militias, community police, because their government has become so corrupt and their police so corrupt. The ordinary people are saying, we have to clean this mess up. They will not clean it up themselves. The government and the police have gone totally corrupt. They're totally under the control of the drug cartels and the bankers. And so we're seeing this form of popular revolution spread across Mexico, where ordinary citizens are forming these community police, and they're arresting the crooked politicians, and they're arresting the police. And good for them. Good for them. And if you want, the American corporate media, of course, is, oh, how dare those Mexicans stand up to lawful authority? Well, if the lawful authority is unlawful, it's not like the Mexican people have much choice. And if you want to look at the reason why there is so much violence going on in Mexico right now, it is because the government will not restrain itself, will not conform to its own laws. And Mexico's hit their breaking point. I'm sure the U.S. is going to demonize the Mexican people for defying lawful authority, and they'll call them terrorists and revolutionaries, and we'll send more guns down to the drug cartels to put down this uprising. Meanwhile, it's come out, and this is over at Antiwar.com, the United States has been exposed for backing death squads in Honduras. This is a violation of United States law. And U.S. support for the Honduran death squads has just skyrocketed since the military coup in 2009. Because the people of Honduras, like the people of Libya, do not like their new U.S.-approved puppet regime. And they want their countries back. Now, we've been talking a lot about military waste and spending. We're hearing that, well, as I mentioned earlier, the F-22 is still asphyxiating its pilots. The F-35, all kinds of problems. This is the most expensive aircraft development in history. Costs more than the entire gross domestic product of Australia to put this together. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly near thunder showers. Can't fly in the fog. Naval version won't land on a carrier because they put the arrestor hook in the wrong location. No visibility at your 6 o'clock. And even the Pentagon is admitting that in a dogfight with the Russian equivalent stealth fighters, the F-35 is probably going to lose. And we had that report about this new generation of littoral combat ships that are underarmed, underarmored. And the Pentagon is saying they're probably not going to do too well in actual combat. Now it's come out that even though the U.S. government and the Pentagon are screaming about needing more tax revenues to buy replacement parts for the war machine, the Department of Defense Inspector General literally stumbled across a stockpile of Stryker parts for those Stryker, eight-wheeled Stryker vehicles. And they're wearing out in all the war zones, and they said, we got to buy more parts. Found a $900 million stockpile of Stryker parts that just somebody had forgotten they were there. Now, here's another story of why this military spending is out of control. And it has to do with a program called the Medium Extended Air Defense System, or MEADS. It's a Lockheed Martin contract. It's a joint project with Italy and Germany to produce a weapon that will intercept ballistic missiles. And it sounds really cool until you realize that this is just another version of the Patriot. And it's also not doing very well. And even the Pentagon says they don't want it. And Congress voted to continue the program anyway because it's tax money into their favored supporters in the defense industry. And it reinforces a point that a caller made last week. The United States may be spending more money on the military than the next 25 nations combined. But if we're not really getting good weapons, if we're not getting the bang for our buck, those nations spending far less than the United States but producing effective quality weapons can still militarily prevail. And that is something we need to keep in mind. There is a book and then later a movie called The Pentagon Wars. I forget the author's name. I'll have to look it up during the commercial break. It was made into a movie by director Richard Benjamin. It's a very funny movie, and it's a fictionalization of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. Kelsey Graham stars as the Pentagon officer in charge of this development program, and it's just billions and billions of dollars to develop this weapon that turned out to be not very good at all. And that's the new normal in the Pentagon. And so for all the money the U.S. has taken from you to spend on these weapons programs, we're finding out the weapons really aren't very good. They're not worth the money that was spent on them because it's all graft and corruption and favors and military-industrial complex. We can have the most expensive military on planet Earth doesn't necessarily mean it is the one that will prevail in an actual war. And anybody who's had family that's over there in the war zones know that all this hideously expensively provided water and food and laundry service isn't really very good. It's just very expensive. And all this corruption in the weapons procurement process may have set the stage for the U.S. to really lose this next war. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, they'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Still. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of news stories that are coming in here. A judge has now accepted the bankruptcy application for the city of Stockton, California. They're now in bankruptcy. And they hold the dubious distinction of being the nation's most populous city to be in bankruptcy right now. Another story, and this one came over from ArtsTechnica.com, commenting on the surge in Bitcoin and how it has tripled its value in a month to an all-time high of more than $100. And I have to tell you, I'm smelling the tulips on this one. I understand everybody thinks, oh, it's great, it's a virtual currency, there's no central issuing authority, blah, 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 blah. But we've seen these bubbles in Bitcoin before, and I'm not trusting this number. In fact, it's almost being advertised, like they're trying to get people, come in, convert your money to Bitcoin. Then it crashes out, and you're left with worthless Bitcoins, and somebody else has got your cash. So I'm smelling the tulips on this one. My concern about Bitcoin is not the virtual nature of the currency, because we already have virtual currencies. Most of the money in this country is already virtual. It exists only in computers. My concern is this process of Bitcoin mining, where you'll take your computer and it'll sit there and churn on these cryptographic tasks for which you will be paid a Bitcoin. I was joking with a friend of mine. Got a $5,000 hot-rodded desktop computer that he was using up 24/7 to get $35 worth of Bitcoins. And my concern here is that at the same time this Bitcoin mining started to appear and become popular, we started seeing the encryption keys for major financial institutions get broken. Because the conventional wisdom is that if you're using dual key cryptography, where you encrypt or you send out a public key for people to encrypt that you decrypt only with your private key, that private key is secure, and it is not. With enough computational power, you can derive the private key from the public key. And I think that's what Bitcoin mining may turn out to be, is a crowdsourced key-breaking system. That's my opinion. I'm sure other experts, especially the Bitcoiners, are going to say, no, this is wonderful. It's free money coming out of the sky. I don't think so. Now, getting on to the gun grabbers. There was an interesting discussion over the weekend on Meet the Press, where they were going on about why didn't Congress move gun control more quickly after Newtown? What a wasted opportunity. All of that blood and all of the waving the bloody shirts and all the propaganda, and we didn't get what we wanted. Why didn't Congress move faster? Well, maybe because Congress was looking out here in the real world and realizing that the American people weren't buying this idea that we're going to make our schools safer by taking away all the guns. You need to take away the SSRIs. We'll be back after station identification.
Financial